Okay, let's now move on and look at our other cardboard box for income tax. Let's have a look at overseas properties. It's, of course, popular to own property overseas and has been for a while. People stormed off to Spain and then they went to the Cape Verde Islands and then on to Bulgaria, although I suspect there's been a few tears at bedtimes over some of those foreign properties, especially in places like Spain, where the simple supply and demand economics have determined that the prices have slumped rather. So, people buy to hold as an investment, as a holiday home, even a retirement home. So the question we need to ask is, what is all that for tax purposes? Well, let's go back to the beginning and just ask the question, who pays UK tax on overseas properties? Well, the first, of course, is people who are resident in the UK. That's the normal sense of the phrase resident. That's per HMRC 6. But there's one exception for that, and that's the famous non-DOMs who are on the remittance basis. And just to remind you about what that one's about, these are people who may be long-term resident in the UK, but for income tax purposes, they're able, and gains, income tax and gains, they're able to take advantage of this quite important loophole, so-called remittance basis. Now, you'll recall that the government's been attacking that over the last few years, and so what we need to know is where we are now. And very simply, if you are resident in the UK, but you are also a non-DOM, and you have elected for the remittance basis, then you will not be taxed, living as you do in the UK, on your overseas income from your properties unless you remit them to the UK. Now, for long-term residents, there is a £30,000 remittance-based charge, which we won't have space to go into here. But the most important thing to remember is that people who are res non-DOMs and who are electing for the remittance basis, there's a bit of bad news right up front, and that is that they lose their personal allowance and their CGT allowance in the year. Now, sometimes the question arises, am I actually in business? Supposing you've got somebody who's got a villa in Spain and they use it for their own holidays, for their families, and they occasionally let it out just to make ends meet and to cover some of their costs. And the question simply is there a business that needs taxing? Well, the answer to that is that you have to go right back to basics, and that is the badges of trade, you know, the frequency and so on and so forth. So there's no simple answer there. We as advisors have to judge that on the facts. So right back to day one tax, am I trading? The good old-fashioned badges of trade. As far as expenses are concerned on overseas properties, the same rules pretty much for the UK property business. They, in a sense, follow the UK trading rules. We've got all the usual stuff on wholly and exclusively. The usual stuff on capital and revenue, and, as we said for the other cardboard box, interest and never capital. They're all aggregated, same kind of rule as we had in the other UK cardboard box. So if you had a property in Spain, one in Florida, and one in Germany, and one was in profit, one was in loss, and say the other one in loss, you still, even though they're in completely different countries, put them all into one box to satisfy this overseas property businesses within ITOIA. That's the Income Tax Trading and Other Income Act 2005. So on aggregation, if you've got a profit, you'll be taxed on it. Normal income tax rules. If you've got an overall loss, then as we said for the UK property box, you can only carry that forward. There's no set-off, and may I repeat that point, there's no set-off against the other cardboard box. So you can't set a loss off in the in a Florida property, in your US property, against a profit, say, in Doncaster. Simply can't be done. My last point on income tax liabilities is credit for overseas tax paid. We're often asked about, for example, got a villa in Spain, I've let it out, made a bit of a profit, but I've paid some tax in Spain. What happens now? Well, if you're a UK resident, of course, you will be taxed on your worldwide income and gain. So here's a bit of overseas income. And even if you don't remit it to the UK, it's still taxable. So we have to declare it on their behalf. Now, if you've got some Spanish tax liability, the very broad rule is that you will be given credit for that liability when you come to do the UK tax computation. So whatever your UK tax liability is, then you can, as it were, knock off any Spanish tax paid. The only time that that rule falls down is when you've had excessive tax rates in overseas countries where the liability is more than what it ends up in the UK, then sadly, you won't get the excess back. Okay, that's enough, I think, on income. We now need to have a quick look at capital taxation.